Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all in this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, was given us the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S. WRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So we are grateful for another blessed Sunday. This is the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. We'll be joined with the sisters. And as we await for my brother to come on to head this off on this hour broadcast tonight, I want to take the opportunity once again to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for all of you that have been tuning in and listening to us over this coming close to 5 years. So I consider it to be a blessing. I am humbled that God has opened such a door for us to be able to bring the gospel message unto you that are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. So it is always a blessing to be able to come with the word of God on this broadcast. Glory be to God. And we're giving you the word as much as we can, because as I said before, the time is going to come where the true believers are going to be denied internet access, radio, TV, you name it, because it's going to get to the point where they're going to want to regulate what you preach and teach. So I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother, on this blessed Sunday. And we have this hour, we got an hour broadcast tonight. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Another blessed day. Appreciate it. Grateful for this day of the week. This first day is called the Sabbath. The Sabbath unto the Lord Jesus, and it's called the Day of the Resurrection. And we're so grateful that we are remembrance the most greatest and eventful day history of the world, when Jesus died and struggling when he rose from the dead. And so we just celebrate it. Thank God for the same. And, okay, if the sisters are around, let us know. Come on. We greet the saints, the blood saints in all parts of the earth and everywhere. We greet the redeemed believers in every nation. We greet the women in particular, the mothers, the ambassadors for Christ, the mothers, the wives, I call the caretakers. And we greet every person, every individual that have a mind to hear the good news about the coming of our Lord Jesus and redemption plan that he made. So we greet everybody in every nation, every place. This is Brother Lee of the Ambassador for the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. And so we're grateful for this opportunity on this first day of the week. Celebration around the world, the first day, Resurrection Day, is remembering the greatest marvelous event that took place when Jesus conquered death, conquered the grave, conquered Satan. So, and he rose again. So we celebrate this today in a particular day, and we are glad to be here in USA. The greatest nation was the greatest particular nation in the end time to be used mightily of God. Okay. The sisters, anybody out there who calls the sisters in Christ, and you're invited to call in with prayer, our requests, a prayer request or question, or just join us and glorifying the Lord Jesus in the gospel. And we are also a remembrance of the great needs of different parts of the world. And we understand emergency to Ethiopia people, parts of Africa. There's great famine there, great hunger there. But also in other parts of the world, there's great privation and famine and judgment upon the land. So we want to remember all of those and much prayer and intercession.
Amen.
All right, then.
We want to, brother, we want to welcome on Sister Anderson. God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
I'm blessed of the Lord, brothers. God bless you all. Thank God for you. Hello there.
Yeah, and greet you and your husband and your family. Another day the Lord has blessed us and kept us, and I'm glad about it.
Amen.
Another day the Lord has given us, we rejoice in it and be glad about it. Another day we celebrate the greatest feast day in the Hebrew calendar. We call it Resurrection First Day. And this is this great Sabbath of the Christians, Resurrection First Day. All right.
God bless you, Sister Helen. God bless you.
God bless.
Secret agent. Helen, Sister Helen T. Secret agent.
Amen.
We had to send you your badge, Secret Service, the Secret Agent. Okay, both of y'all, get your badges, because, amen, it's time for great rejoicing for the saints. Actually, this is the day of great rejoicing for the redeemed people in all the earth, because this is the greatest time when the Lord has ordained that his, what we call the redeemed body of believers in Christ, are going to rise and have great victory in the earth, and that he's going to move and show his hand mightily among the redeemed people in the earth. And so this is a time of great rejoicing. We're looking for the spectacular, the great amazing things the Lord is about to do among his people. At the same time, we regret that the nations are crumbling and the governments are falling and everything that and we know as a country and nations who are not ordained unto a righteous and life in Christ, they're coming down. But the kingdom of God is at hand. This is the plan of God that the nations, the devil will rule for almost 6,000 years. And the sixth day is almost 7 days when the King of Kings and the King of King and the Lord of Lords shall come and reign with his people on the earth and in Jerusalem and in Zion. So we're celebrating the greatest victory of the people that's coming up on the earth, the greatest mighty move of the Holy Spirit, the greatest harvest, greatest revival, spiritual awakening, the greatest wonder-working power of God to restore what the devil has robbed and taken. So we rejoice. And there are sorrows among the nation, but the saints of God shall, they should get on their shouting clothes and their rejoicing in their feet.
Amen.
All right, then. Let's be blessed because our time is here. The kingdom of God is near. That's why Jesus preached the repentant kingdom of God, started preaching that 2,000 years ago. And he let 2 days pass, which is called the church age. The age of grace. Now we're coming where the kingdom of God, the kingdom of our Lord Jesus, is about to have dominion and rule and reign and fill the whole earth, which is called the seventh day, day of rest, when Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, shall come and reign with his bride as a government ruling party. There will be no arguing about Republican, Democrats, and Socialists. There's only going to be one party rule. There ain't going to be no arguing about whether you're a Socialist, whether you're Islamic or whatever they call it, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or Socialist, or Independent. It's going to be one party rule. The righteous of Christ. the righteous who rule in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So it won't be no voting down and voting up, Brother Nate. It ain't going to be voting up and voting over. Vote no way.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask you, because you're going to have to belong to one party or the other. And the party is the kingdom of God is come in Christ. And you don't belong to the kingdom of Lord our God in his Christ or the kingdom of this world. And the evil one, you voted out. You voted. The devil, you voted out. Your time is up, almost up. So you be getting ready to be pushed out, knocked out, kicked out, voted out, whatever you are, because Jesus is coming and with his sword in his mouth. And he's coming to reign forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Yes. So let's offer to the Lord Jesus a magnifying, earth-shaking shout, glory, glory, glory to the Most High God. Glory, 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 and honor and praise and wisdom and power to the Holy One of Israel, Jesus the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus the Christ, the one we call Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, he is Lord and God and Redeemer. And we shout unto the Lord our God. We shout unto our King. How excellent is thy name in all, Lord, in all the earth. Thy name is above every name. It's going to be on the lips of kings and governors and mayors and everyone in all the earth. The name above every name, the person with all power and authority, the risen Christ, the Messiah. And we shout unto him. And the Bears, I think, Chicago Bears, they won and they shouting and everything, so I can shout too.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
Okay, amen. So they go crazy when the Bears and the Cubs, or man, they go crazy up here in Chicago. Man, you can hear them shouting like I don't know what. And I'm going to shout unto my King. If they can shout and go crazy and go, you know, screaming and hollering, and you mean tell me I have no right to get excited about?
Amen.
Well, it's okay. Saints, you want to shout unto the Lord. You want to rejoice in the Holy Ghost. You want to make a sound, a joyful sound coming from the camp, a joyful sound to your God. It's all right. Let's scare the devil to death. And we scare the religious folks that don't want to shout. It's okay. You don't want to shout. It's okay. But we're going to shout to our King. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Another day he has kept us with my right mind.
Amen.
You know, people are losing
their
mind. People are losing their mentality. And I want to thank God for keeping me in my right mind one more day. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know some people are going almost like crazy for the problems they have, and the children driving them crazy. Mm-hmm. The pimp crying crazy, the boyfriend, the husband or the wife, or something is crying crazy. And so they got to find an excuse why they're smoking that dope, Brother Nate. They got to find some kind of excuse smoking that dope. They got to find some excuse why they are smoking two packs of cigarettes, three packs of cigarettes a day. I think the cigarette's going up to $20. I don't think I can. Ooh, they're $21 someplace. Ooh, God, goodness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Great. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And it's so good that I don't have to depend on luck, and I'm glad about it. I have a God, a Redeemer, a Lord, that I don't have to depend on luck. I don't have to go to the racetrack, to the hound track, to the gambling board, or go to the sheep to get Mr. Luck. I got Mr. Bless. Y'all going with the luck, I go with the Mr. Bless. You know?
Yes,
ma'am. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to go with a sure thing. It's a good thing to have a sure thing. You go to Las Vegas, you ain't got no sure thing. You may kind of lose all your house, your home, your money, your bank account, your wife, your husband. But when you go with Jesus, you're going to come out a winner. You got to come out with a winner. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Now,
Amen.
Have you found a scientist, a wise man, in the whole earth that can count the number of hairs on your head? You know, they got technology and all kind of technology, but they haven't got a technology nowhere in the earth that can count the hairs on number the hairs on your head.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Now,
man,
they have got no wisdom in the earth that can count a number of the hairs on my head, nor the sands on the seashore. But Jesus said it. He knows the number of the hairs on your head.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
That's better than Superman, you know? Hallelujah. Okay. Last night I started on called the Perimeters of Prayer. I wrote this down about an hour before it came on the air. Hello, everybody around the world. Jesus got good news for you. There's hope, and there's an answer. Hallelujah. Brother Nate, the man of God will be coming on 4 or 5 days a week at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And he'll be adding grace and knowledge and revelation, truth and hope with you every day, practically 5 days, 7 days, 5 days, mostly 7 a.m. CPES Central Standard Time. And so everyone out there or everywhere, listen to the Brother Nate on Talk Block Radio. And if you don't have a computer or one of them instant things or whatever you call, you can just use a regular telephone and call in and listen. 323-870-3403. And listen in, and doesn't cost you anything. We won't charge you. We don't ask you for any money. We don't have no blessed rocks or blessed water or anything like that. But we can give you the everlasting bless called the gospel of Christ. We don't have no sand from Jerusalem, and we don't have no splinters from the cross in Jerusalem. We don't have no splinters to sell you. We don't have no incense to sell you. We don't have no water from Jordan, but we got the waters of life in Christ to sell with you. So we ain't got none of that stuff that people want to tell you to come and send in. We tell you to send in and get the gift of salvation without free. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right. The perimeters of prayer. I want to read a few things that I want everyone to grab on. If you want to jot down some things, it just came to my heart a few minutes before yesterday we went on the air, and I jot these things down. I didn't get a chance to study them, but I just jot them down. Number one, the prayer of the righteous. Why is the prayer of the righteous in Christ so valuable? And why does the prayer of the righteous that James speaks about in James 5, the righteous prayer of the righteous prevaileth much?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, why is the prayer of faith in the promise of God for them in this day? The prayer of faith. Okay, why is it important to God when we utter our prayer, they be sincerely with a humble heart and honestly with all of our faith? Why is it the prayer, it has to be also a persistent, prevailing prayer, not an instant coffee prayer, thinking that everything is going to be answered at once? Why our prayer has to be, we have to learn patience and prevail in prayer consistently, sometime over many months, to see it be manifested. Why is it that when we pray, we have to, as Christians to Christ, why do we learn the prayer, how we must remove doubt that hinder prayer from being answered? Because doubt must be removed. And the more you read the Bible and find out about the promise of God and study the Word of God, you can remove doubt. For you must pray in faith without doubt. Why is the prayer of the sinner, God said, isn't here the prayer of the sinner or the prayer of the wicked? are the ungodly. We'll clarify that when the sinners repent and come to God, he hears that, and he makes him a believer instead of a sinner. Why is it that our prayer is hindered if we regard iniquity, as Isaiah 59 said, if we regard iniquity in our heart, our prayer is hindered? Okay. Let's see the importance of different types of prayers. Why is it so important that the Bible declares that the prayer of the intercessor to the living God, who stands in the gap, why is the prayer of the intercessor so valuable and so important in the earth? All right. Jesus said something about prayer that we ought to take and really carefully look at. Jesus said in Luke 18:1, man should always pray and not faint. Why is praying always? How can you pray always? Because Paul reminds us the same thing. Pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
Pray, continue in prayer without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. He says again, pray instant, in season and out of season. Pray always. Okay. Now he says, the thing about prayer is called communication with God. And it's very important for us to understand there are different types of prayers. The Bible talks about different levels and different types of prayers. Why is it that most Christian believers only basically know about the prayer of begging, which is called basically the prayer of petition? Why is it are they ignorant to the many different types of prayers that were earlier in the Bible? One of the most important prayers that the Bible speaks of in Jude 1:20 said, praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up in the most holy faith. What type of prayer is that? Praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up in the most holy faith. What type of prayer is this? Romans 8:26. It talks about the people of God, that the Holy Spirit at certain time would make intercession in you. The Holy Spirit would make intercession in you, praying the will of and the mind of God, because you don't always know the mind and the will of God when you pray. But the Holy Spirit sometimes will make intercession in your life, praying the mind and the will of God for that moment in time. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:14, praying in a heavenly language, praying with the tongues of angels. Now, what kind of prayer is this, praying in a heavenly language, praying as with the tongues of angels? The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul prays about praying with the tongues of angels and praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in intercession by the Holy Spirit, praying with an unknown language, a prayer language that's given through you. This unknown prayer language come from your spirit. Paul speaks about that he prayed two ways, prayed in his unknown tongues, and then he began to speak or pray in what he called the prayer language of the Holy Spirit. He said, I pray in the spirit, and I pray with my understanding too. So he's saying, I pray with my known language, then I'll pray with the language of the Holy Ghost. But unto God, he speaks about that when he began to pray in the Holy Spirit, he's speaking directly to God in mysteries. Now, pray in the unknown tongue of the Holy Spirit. It said, my spirit prays. My understanding is unfruitful, meaning that your mind is not understanding, but what your spirit is praying in the Holy Ghost. So you're bypassing your mind and praying directly from your spirit with the help of the Holy Spirit. My understanding is unfruitful because my mind don't understand. So there's two levels of prayer, praying with my understanding, my own language, and praying in my heavenly language. And so we need to understand the importance of the different levels and types of prayers because we will need to operate in them to have the complete victory in these last days. Now, anyone getting the grips about the different types of communication with God in the things I read?
Amen.
Repeat that question again, brother.
Did anybody grasp about the importance about the different types of prayers that God has told us that we can enter into or have need to be needed in this earth, in the United States? The importance of different mm-hmm. types of prayers.
Oh, yes. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, most definitely.
What kind of prayer, which is about six different types of prayer, about six to seven types of prayers. What do you think that the prayer, to which one is mostly people are ignorant of, or the one that even most Christians are ignorant of?
Praying in the Spirit.
Okay. Anyone else? That's true.
Travailing prayer.
Okay. Okay, pray in intercession with the Holy Ghost, making an intercession travailing. Okay. Any other prayer that Christians are not aware of besides most Christians, they know about prayer of petition and asking for things, are begging.
Right.
And a lot of people are ignorant of the different types of prayer. So what they do, they mm-hmm. do a lot of begging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
So why do you think that they're void of understanding of the other five or six types of prayer?
Because they don't know.
I think it's a lack of knowledge, lack of studying, and lack of teaching.
So this ignorance of not knowing these different types of prayers, do you think it's going to affect us, our lives, our home, our nation, or what?
Oh, it's going to affect it in all areas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but here, let me give you an example. I'll give you one area that's particularly okay. The Bible. The Bible tells this one area of prayer. You see it all the way through the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The prayer of intercession and standing in
uh-huh.
the gap.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right.
Now, why do you think? Well, let's read the scripture to show you the importance of that person or individual that is called to intercession. Let's give an example in the scriptures and see the importance of the value of it. Let's go to Ezekiel, and I picked this one particular. There's many examples in the Bible. Ezekiel 22, chapter 22, beginning at verse 28 to verse 30. 28 to verse 30, chapter 22, Ezekiel. Anyone want to read that? That everybody in the world need to know the value and the importance of a person that's in Christ who's called the intercessor, prayer of intercession, who called to a ministry of intercession. There's a particular gift of calling and anointing upon certain people who are called to intercession, to intercede. Ezekiel 22, verse 28 to verse 30. Anyone would care to read that?
Okay, Ezekiel chapter 22, and you said verse 28 to 30, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 28 to verse 30. The word said, "And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity. And divinely lies unto them, saying, Thus says the Lord God, when the Lord have not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercise robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have expressed or oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, say the Lord God.
Now, I gave you one example, kind of clear and concise example right there, that the great God Jehovah is talking to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like he's talking to America right now. I don't know.
Yes.
So I'm speaking today. Now, when you hear that, do you see any real value or importance on this area of prayer?
Amen.
I guess nobody don't see any value. So
yeah. Amen.
What's up, man?
Now, mm-hmm.
But I want to know, what is the value?
Well, the Lord said that, and he was looking for one to intercede that his indignation would be not poured out upon the land. So intercession, mm-hmm. We see it involved that it helps hold back the judgment, at least for a period of time.
So you would think that the intercessor plays an important role of deliverance of people, nations, homes, and lives, right? You see the importance, how that it can stop things, hinder things, cause things to blessing, hold back winds of destruction, help bring revival, save families, homes, marriages, nations, right?
Amen.
Amen.
I don't think people know the power of intercessor, the power of the holy intercessor, because look what the three things that it said. Says in Ezekiel, because of the condition that was in Israel, it exists, that same condition exists in America now. Read it again, so you will see the importance. Out of verse 28, Ezekiel 22, verse 28 and 30. Listen to the three conditions that Israel is in. For Israel. Then God gives you, I'm looking for a solution. Now let's read this and listen to this carefully. At verse 28. Anyone want to read?
Verse 28. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity.
Okay.
And divine.
Okay, what else do we hear a lot today? Go ahead.
And divining lies unto them, saying, thus says the Lord God, when the Lord have not spoken.
Okay.
The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land.
Now, I want you to hear what he said existed and why he, the power and the importance of the intercessors. The Lord God, Israel, says, I'm telling you why he was seeking for a intercessor or a person, a man, a woman. It could be a woman. I sought for a man. What was the purpose?
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason that the Lord was seeking a man? You mean all of Israel and up to today he could not find? I sought for a man.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Abraham interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yes.
Sodom and Gomorrah was not an Israel nation. They were not Jewish. They were not, well, I put it like to Abraham, that the Jewish nation had not come into existence, but Abraham was God's man in the earth. Chosen vessel, that he had the power to stand in the gap and intercede for a nation. Now listen. He had the power and the covenant, being the man in the earth, that he could actually have the right to intercede to the great Jehovah to save those five nations. Most people think that Sodom and Gomorrah was the only one, but there's three other nations that was attached to Sodom and Gomorrah. Actually, it comes to about five nations. Not Sodom and Gomorrah. It had the other three suburbs, or whatever you want to call them. But anyway, he stood in the gap. Now, why do America need it? The same in Israel did. I sought for a man to do what? To stand in the gap, brother? To stand in the gap? To make up the what?
To make up the
what?
Stand in the gap.
To make up the head.
Mm-hmm.
And for what reason?
That I would, that I should not destroy the land.
So this coronavirus and these storms and volcanoes and lavas and winds and tremors are going to increase greatly. Now, what it tells you about the nature of God, he does not want to destroy people.
Right.
He does not want to destroy nations and mankind. That's not his will. That's not his desire. So he's seeking for somebody to stand in the gap. Like like Abraham did. Like, you know, Moses kept Israel from being destroyed. And Exodus chapter 33, God is, you know, the great Jehovah was ready to destroy all of Israel, taking them to the land of promise. He said, I'll wipe them all out.
Yeah.
And Moses fell down and said, no, don't do that. He pleaded. He pleaded for Israel. That hard-headed, rebellious, act-biting, rebellious-hearted people, he pleaded for them.
Yeah.
He pleaded, even though Israel had rose up to kill Moses and stone him to death, he pleaded for them.
Amen.
Now, I'm showing you the importance of one area, the intercessor that's called out. Now, I sought for a man, and he said I didn't find one in that day, in that time, right?
Amen.
So as a, when the Lord God says, the God of Israel, Yah says, I found none. Did he say I found none?
He found none.
So as a result, what's going to happen?
He was destroyed. Solomon didn't move.
I would do what?
Destruction.
Pour out my indignation.
Wow. So you would think that this person that's been chosen with that gift of calling, the intercede, is a great work, right?
Amen.
All right. Let's go to another area of prayer. In Jude. Most people don't think of Jude. I think it's, he only got a couple of chapters there now. And so of Jude, so everybody mostly, but he got a lot of important things in that, in them two chapters or three chapters. I mean, Jude is saying some important stuff. He's way over there next to Revelation. So they say, overlook here. It's passed by Jude. Oh, you ain't not going to Revelation. I ain't got time for you, Jude. But he says a lot of good stuff. And he got a lot. Even though he ain't heard of as being some great a man, an apostle, I think Jude was a half-brother of Jesus. He gives a lot of revelation in those several chapters. Now, in chapter 1, verse 20, this type of prayer that we all have to take hold to that are in Christ.
Okay.
I mean, I'm telling you, if you come to Revelation understanding the power of this type of prayer that every Christian born again saved. Now you can't be a, this is for born again sons of God. Now I gotta make this very plain, because a lot of people think that this just to all people who call themselves Christians or call themselves religious, something like that. There is a difference, but I want you to see and glean what he said in 1:20. Jude says the reason every Christian need to come to this. What did he say in 1:20?
For ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith
praying in the Holy Ghost.
Now, that short statement is a very important unveiling of truth that we need to hear. And he's talking to the persecuted church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we read the Bible and the scriptures about the early church, they were generally all were under persecution, heavy persecution. And and we don't know too much about persecution in this country, unto death or imprisonment or killed or for the name of Jesus or for the work of God or for the gospel. We don't know anything about that too much. We hear about it across the land, so it's kind of foreign to us. We don't know. We haven't suffered unto blood. We haven't suffered unto death or anything like that yet. Not yet. I've said not yet. So keep your clothes on. Because you don't know something about being persecuted for the gospel. Else you're going to get beat down or put in prison.
Mm.
All right. By the way, have anybody of you been slapped down, hit for preaching or witnessing the gospel yet?
No, not never.
You mean tell me ain't none of y'all had a good slap?
No, sir.
I mean, you mean I'm talking to people that ain't even had a good slap yet for preaching the gospel. Y'all don't know what y'all missing.
No, sir. A few name calling and door slams, but no slaps.
No backhand, no fist, no beat down. I call it the sixth day. That's the Bible, too. The sixth day, the other day, I was on the street, and a guy act like he want to beat me down. So this has been happening, kind of in Chicago, on the corners that we're going at 47 in Michigan, 43rd under the L, 43rd and that store that people go, it's at the end of Lake Park near the lake, 43rd, and the big grocery store on Saturday. So we always get these violent demon fellas. I said, where's Nate at? Where's Brother Nate at? Need some help here. But he came right up to my face. It was five or six of them was gathered together at the end, so I started using a bullhorn and was declaring to one-stop grocery store, the one-stop, and was on the side and was declaring some bad and good news. I guess they call it bad news. Some people get mad when you expose darkness. Brother Nate, do you know people don't like for you to talk about darkness or sin?
No, they don't, brother. I agree.
You can get beat down quick. And I'm not talking about what sinners. I'm talking about Christians don't want you to unveil something about sin or darkness.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Amen.
Okay. It's strange. You uncover and revealing darkness, what darkness is. You're unveiling what God is against so you can, turn from that. They don't want you to talk about what sin or unrighteousness is. They don't want you to uncover it, reveal it, ignorance, nothing. They just want give me Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
I said give me Kool-Aid and lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And
if you want to get shot down, you mentioned something about hell or the lake of fire.
Yeah. Amen.
Why do you think in the Bible, in the New Testament, that Jesus spoke about hell more than he spoke about heaven?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, because he don't want nobody to go there.
So he spoke a lot about hell, and even more than he spoke about heaven, more times.
Yeah.
So they would put rocks in his face for sure. On 47, they would throw rocks at him for good. What do you think? Because I got rebuked on Facebook a few weeks ago because I spoke about sinners. Somebody got highly offended. So I apologize. I'm sorry your son was offended.
Gotta tell it.
I'm sorry he was offended. I'm not taking back what I said now. I'm sorry that he was offended. And I asked the question. I put it over. I said, this is the question I would, since you were offended of your son, over, I wanted you to answer these questions for me. Why did John the Baptist get his head cut off? Why kill Jesus and crucify him? Why?
Didn't like what they was preaching.
Why did most all of the prophets in the Bible were either most of them were killed or in prison? So I said, that's all I want to ask everybody. Just answer these three questions, and I won't say much. Just tell me why.
Amen. It showed them themselves, and they didn't want to hear it.
Well, this guy, this Saturday, was on the street. I know he, you know, he's highly intoxicated too. That brings the best out, demon out, you know. So he left the crowd and came and stood in front of me, and he was like foaming in the mouth. Where's Nate at? Where's Nate? I need a baseball bat. Where you at, Nate? Where you at? So he stood about a couple feet from me, stood me like they usually do, and he looked up in front of me, and I stood, and he asked me, he said, do you have $100? You have your picture. Do you have $100? Do you have $100? Do you have $100? I didn't say nothing. I just stood. And he kept asking the question about, you know, a minute and a half or something like that. And he went on back to his buddies. Then his other buddies, about five of them, one of the guys came back and apologized for him. He said, well, you know, I said, I understand. No problem. I know he's full of demons. That's what, you know, I understand that. And he said, well, you know, just pray for us, pray for us. I said, sure, I understand. But the moment you expose darkness and evil, and unrighteousness, somebody is going to get mad.
Yep, and that one flies up. Amen.
I mean, do you know why Ezekiel says the prophets in that day was giving them, what do you call, what he said, Brother Nate, giving him that stuff, that wouldn't hold the cement together?
Right, mortar.
Because they want to hear this prosperity and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Amen.
And it says something there about the poor, the robbing. But let's move on. The intercessor. Now, praying in the, what it said, Jews said, building yourself in the most holy faith. Why do you think we have to build ourselves constantly up in the Holy Ghost, in the holy faith, daily?
Amen. Stand against, just like that man that came up that was foaming at the mouth. You know that was the devil. It was the devil to stand up against these spirits that you're going to be praying and have to pray against or come against. That's why we're going to have to be built up.
Okay. Anyone else want to know why Jude said that praying in the Holy Ghost, specifically saying building your one up inward man, building up your inward man strong in the Holy Ghost? Okay. Now, let's go to another type of prayer found in Romans 8:26. Sister Helen, Romans 8,
verse 26. Okay. Romans 8:26. Okay. Maybe Sister Harris can read it for me because I'm not.
Okay, all right. Anyone can read it?
Okay. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, but we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Okay, why do you think, anybody think that type of prayer is needed and important?
Mm-hmm. The Spirit, because we don't know. We can only pray for according to our understanding. But to pray in the Spirit, according to Romans here, is maketh intercession. The Lord Jesus, after we have prayed all that we understand to pray, then the Spirit takes over and, you know, gives us what to pray. And in the word talks about make intercession for us with groans, without which we cannot utter, that we don't understand. The Lord will give it to us to pray in the Spirit, things that we don't understand. That's just like the Lord would give you in the Spirit to pray, and he would even show you people that you don't know that you should be praying for.
Amen.
And the Spirit makes intercessions.
Brother, you still there?
Yeah, though I wondered, did he get cut off?
Yeah, well, his number's still up here, but he might have got cut off his phone way, because I don't hear anything from him. Well, I know that, yeah, and then it's, now his number just dropped. Okay, well, we know something about, well, the enemy didn't want this conversation to keep going anyhow. He wanted to stop it as much as he could. But he was speaking on the different type of prayers that the Word of God tells us. And let's see. My brother's back here now. Okay, brother, you back on?
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Amen.
No, go ahead and finish, brother. You got about 6 minutes.
I'm trying to see, does this automatically happen to every Christian? Why doesn't
it
automatically happen to everyone in Christ or anyone in the Holy Ghost? Why doesn't this automatically happen to everyone, every son?
One of the reasons is that, okay, the Word tells us to, pray without ceasing. Also, study the word, and a lot of us, we're not studying the word to get to know that the Lord Jesus could make intercessions for our prayers as we pray in our own understanding, and praying, stand in prayer before Jesus would bring you to that higher level in prayer.
Okay, all right, very good. Anyone else might have a comment on that? Now, it says the Holy Spirit will at times make intercession in your spirit what you should pray or what you should pray for when many times you don't know what exactly to pray for the mind of God or what the perfect will of God is. Now, why is that important? And it doesn't happen to many Christians. So, but it should be.
Yeah.
But let me say this as we close. There are three things that we know that hinder prayer. That is iniquity or known sin, unbelief, and unforgiveness. Now, unbelief, known sin or iniquity, unconfessed known sin.
Yes.
And
amen.
Unforgiveness. Why is forgiveness and bitterness so much in people's hearts today, you think, in lives? Not talking about sinners. Now I'm talking about Christians.
Mm-hmm.
It's in both of them.
Things mm-hmm. happen and they can't or won't forgive. And that thing become rooted in you. When it come rooted in you, it's really going to take you praying through, even into intercession prayer, in order to break that hold that's on you to keep you from, first of all, you got to admit that it's there. That's the problem. People not admitting
yep.
that it's there. And that's why I have a hold on them. Unforgiveness and even unbelief. And have that unforgiveness get a hold on you, get rooted down in you, and that is your stop. It stops you. You cannot have a breakthrough. Folly ground have to be broken up in order for you to get a breakthrough.
Okay, if we close, Jesus gave us an example of prayer, an example of prayer. When the disciples asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. There's five principles in that prayer. At least, our Father, which art in heaven,
mm-hmm.
hallowed be thy name. And he goes on and gives this example prayer. And most people don't study that model example prayer, what mm-hmm. Jesus gave the disciples. Much is be learned. So everyone out there, as we close, we thank God. Maybe you have understood some things that you need in order to become victorious in these last days. We hope that you'll glean something, that you'll listen to Brother Nate, Nathaniel Hunt. Brother Nott comes on 7 p.m. Central Standard Time every day. And here are the things that the Lord has shared and given him. And 323-870-3403, you can call in, you can do your computer or whatever, and find victory today in your life. We love you all, and we're praying for nations, Ethiopia, Yemen, and many, that the Lord will set his word and heal the land. We love you all. Pray for all that the saints may overcome.
Amen.
Amen.
And once again, we are grateful for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. As my brother said, don't forget tomorrow we come with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Look for the advertisement on tomorrow. So once again, for Brother Eddie Lee, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt, Sister Helen Teagues, and Sister Anderson, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless.